from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, police are still looking for a suspect wanted in an incident that caused the closure of schools in Dennis Township, Cape May County. Police say two men stole a dirt bike and shot at the bike's owner as he tried to stop them. Schools were closed Tuesday while police searched for the suspects. One was arrested in the nearby campground. He's been identified as 28-year-old Antoine Lovett. The second, though, remains on the loose. Marijuana shops in New Jersey aren't as buttoned up as they used to be when the industry first launched here. Daniel Wildstein with Blue Oak Dispensary in Bloomfield says her goal was to create an inviting space and one that educates.
I wanted to take the intimidation, the insecurity, the anxiety, the worry, fear, if you will, out of anyone that would walk through my doors.
Wildstein says you're not greeted by a cop or a security guard, just a staff member in a Blue Oak t-shirt. Authorities say a Hallidon police officer is recovering after an apparent accidental shooting during a rifle course.
On Tuesday afternoon at the Passaic County shooting range in Patterson, a Haldon officer shot himself in the leg during a drill. That's according to the prosecutor's office, who says he was rushed to a local hospital with injuries not considered life-threatening. Haldon's mayor sent well wishes on social media, saying it was a borough police firearms instructor involved in the accident. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Billy Joel's 10-year residency at Madison Square Garden brought in millions, according to Billboard. His 104 shows garnered $266 million and sold 1.9 million tickets. Meantime, for the second straight year, Joel has announced he'll be putting on a show at the UBS Arena on New Year's Eve. Pre-sale and regular tickets go on sale next week. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Is it going to get more humid? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. The weekend is in view. It's the last full weekend of summer, by the way, and your outdoor plans are just fine. Zero weather problems ahead. It is going to be quite warm, but no rain or wind to worry about. For tonight, we might have to worry about some patchy fog, which could reduce visibility tomorrow morning. Overnight will be comfortable, but not as cool as it has been. Low temperatures fall to around 60. Tomorrow, we expect a mix of sun and clouds. Highs push into the lower 80s. Saturday, probably the warmest day of the week. Early clouds will give way to sunshine. Highs 80 to 85. And then Sunday will be mostly sunny and still dry. Highs settle around the 80-degree mark. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Rockaway 77, Franklin 80, Beach Haven 74 degrees. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Parks Casino. Join Jill Myra for Conklin's Comedy Night at Parks Casino. It's tonight at 8 p.m. Tickets are just $20 and include your first cocktail. Must be 21. Visit parkscasino.com/comedy. Gambling problem? 1-800-GAMBLER.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.